Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that are looking to live richer, more rewarding lives. If this is you, you'll enjoy the bits of information and wisdom contained here that are sure to make your day and your life happier. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. The title of this podcast is How to Deal with the Unexpected in Goal Attainment. Before you even start to set a goal, the deck is stacked against you. Why? Because the human brain is not designed for goal attainment. Of the 20% of the population that does set goals, roughly 70% fail to achieve the goals they set for themselves. When you take into consideration the fact that many of these goal-setting people strive for easily attainable or small goals, it's a wonder that anyone accomplishes anything remarkable at all in business and in life. Now, don't get me wrong. The power of the mind is unlimited. Humans have the ability to create things beyond comprehension. The challenge is to learn how to control your base instincts that may be holding you back from successful goal attainment. The human mind doesn't give one hoot about what you want to accomplish. Getting a set of washboard abs, building a thriving company, competing in a triathlon, or giving an inspiring speech. The human mind is wired to protect you from things that cause pain or discomfort. Accomplishing small and large goals takes work, and in many instances, if it's the first time you've tackled these goals, they will probably take you out of your comfort zone. But somehow you manage to set the goal anyway. The real problem is not setting the goal. The real problem is what comes after the goal has been set. You see, the mind will resist anything that is perceived as threatening, and change is threatening to most people. This resistance to change is exactly why we become demotivated the minute we start to face obstacles or setbacks to achieving our goals. The brain is trying to get back to a safe, known status quo. I recently went through a period where I was pretty frustrated and a bit overwhelmed by the things that I had set out to accomplish. In fact, I was at a point where I was just spinning my wheels and not going anywhere. I was coming to the end of my 12-week goal cycle, and I realized that I was about 2 weeks behind on one of my bigger goals. I had known that I was off target for at least a couple of weeks, but I just kept doing the same things, hoping that I would catch up. No one is immune from this. Even though I'm a performance coach and researcher in the area of human potential, I just kept hanging on to the process that I was comfortable with. That was my mind, keeping me where I was because the possibility of change of tactics might cause stress. Fortunately, even though I was struggling for about 2 weeks, I finally recognized the cause of my paralysis, and I took the steps to make the necessary adjustments. The first thing I did was take a step back to look at everything from a bird's eye view. Once I did that, I realized that I'd accomplished a lot. Actually, more than in any 12-week cycle prior. So, what happened? Well, I simply underestimated the time that it would take to complete everything on my list. I felt really conflicted because I have a great desire to be super productive, and I knew that something had to give. It was either going to be one of my goals or my sanity. I wisely chose the former. Well, how did I do it? I used the simple approach of weighing the importance of each of the goals and look for the ones that I could move the attainment date on. I chose to retain those goals that were most important to me, my family goals, my job goals, and my athletic endeavors. I was in the final stages of creating content for a new product that I was developing, one that I'm quite proud of, actually. But I decided that it wasn't realistic that I could do everything in the desired time frame. So I moved the due date of that project by 30 days. Once I saw that I had a much more manageable schedule, I immediately felt the weight lift from my shoulders. In fact, I was so relieved that I decided to record what you're listening to now. The most important lesson that I learned from this experience is sometimes life just happens. You may misjudge the task at hand, or you may experience an unexpected situation that gets in the way of your plans. When unexpected challenges occur in the process of goal attainment, you need to step back, reassess the situation, and make changes where necessary. You didn't fail. You just chose to create a new plan. In my case, my goal did not change, just the planned time frame for the attainment of that goal. The next time you face an unexpected challenge, step back, reassess, and modify your plan. Don't change your goal, just change the plan. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have an idea or you'd like to see a particular topic covered in Peak Performer Tips, just send me an email. My personal email address is rich@richgreen.me. Until next time, I hope you have a great day and an even better tomorrow.